This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
So, nobody, welcome back to the program. The last time you were on was before the election. It is now post the election. We did a somewhat of an election recap last night, talking about some of the most important things that I thought were worth talking about, especially the drug decriminalization measure, which passed in Oregon, which I would say with flying colors, with nearly 60%
nice.
Of the people voting in favor of that. So, yeah, that's some pretty good news. Also,
that is huge.
Yep, a bunch of liberty-minded activists here in New Hampshire got elected, many of whom, you know, won re-election, good friends of the show like Mark Warden, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. He's now back as a state rep, and also Mike Sylvia, longtime Free Talk Live listener. And both of those guys are A-plus rated New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, not just A-plus rated, but winners of the Liberty Legislator of the Year Award. Those guys, Mike Sylvia was reelected as well last night. So,
Representation increase or decrease this time around? Or
you mean as far as liberty-minded folks?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's a good question, but it looked like it was pretty positive at a glance. You know, there's 400 races, right? I don't know how many of those races included Free Staters / Libertarians that were running as Republicans or Democrats, but certainly as I scrolled through the list, I recognized some names that had been in office before, so many of whom had been already as state reps, won re-election, and I don't know how many are brand new. There used to be this group, one of the hate groups here in New Hampshire. They were called Granite State Progress, and they used to do us a real solid. They were really useful
because they had the list of who everybody was, and
right.
Sometimes I wouldn't even know that somebody was related to us, but
they did.
They would, you know?
Yeah, they really put in the effort to make these lists up until 2016, and then 2018 they disappeared, so I don't think that they... for whatever reason, they just stopped doing it, or maybe
they figured out that they were more useful than destructive to us.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we could hire them to come back and do that. I don't know what it...
Because that's the nice thing about, you know, being in this movement of this migration of liberty-minded people who have been coming here to New Hampshire for more than a decade and a half at this point. The migration started in 2003 when the Free State Project chose New Hampshire in a popular vote of its members, and so, you know, since then we've had thousands of people move here. You and I don't know them all. I mean, you know,
we
know some of them, maybe a couple few hundred of them, but I don't know probably the majority of them.
And even that, you can't really know 500 people.
No.
You know,
you can know of them.
The magic number is like 150. I think that, you know, they're
those are the ones you can have some relationship
keep track
with.
Of.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, you could have heard some names, and a lot of them, you know, I don't know. So it's a good question.
Yeah, I would like to know, but you know, maybe we'll find out. It'd be interesting if we to find a way to poll that.
Well, one thing's for sure, we can know after the first year is done, because the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does a report card where they actually give a rating to all of the state reps. So you can presume if they're getting an A on that report card, they're probably one of the good guys, even whether or not they moved here for the Free State Project or not.
They don't even have to know who we are.
Right.
If they vote right, they're
a friend.
You know, they're our friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was some of what, you know, we discussed here on the show last night. Also, four states have added to legalization. They've legalized cannabis. D.C. did a mushroom decriminalization. Oregon also did a therapeutic mushroom legalization.
Nice.
So there's
been... It's funny that D.C. keeps legalizing things that the, you know, obviously the powers that be don't want... done, you know?
Right. It's interesting.
Yeah.
They did marijuana a few years ago. And so that's just a recap of last night. I did save something we didn't have time to get to last night. Story about Joe Jorgensen being the second best vote getter in Libertarian Party history. So Reason.com has that piece. Mm-hmm. I figured I'd save that for you and I here tonight. But before we get into that, were there any things that, you know, from the election that you thought you wanted to highlight?
Well, I mean, I guess my main question is which of the twin monsters one, are they still both claiming
still
victory?
Uncertain. Yeah, it's still uncertain.
They seemed to be both claiming victory last I heard.
So there was actually a story that I saw in the news today about the Associated Press and Fox News counting Arizona in favor of Biden, but they say that the count has gone on. It's still only 89% finished there in Arizona, and... basically, the suggestion is that maybe Trump could catch up there. They're getting criticism for calling it what some people are saying too early.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, at this point, Trump has to win all of the disputed states in order to become president again,
mm-hmm.
and Biden really only has to win one of them. So the odds, unless Arizona flips to Trump after the fact. So presuming Arizona goes for Biden, which is
that's
what the,
considering Arizona to be undisputed.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is what the
but
AP...
its undisputed status is somewhat disputed.
Disputed at this point. Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. So, but if Trump's going to have to win them all, essentially, uh-huh. and that's a pretty tough thing to call at this
point.
Well,
they say you can't do that.
All of the disputed states.
Yeah, you can't win them all.
He could. All of the ones that are disputed.
Oh, okay, because they used to say you couldn't win them all.
No, he has not. He's definitely not won all of the states. But there's like four states, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada, that the Associated Press considers to be disputed, that Trump had a lead in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. The lead in North Carolina and Georgia is pretty close. Right now, Georgia is, I mean, it is a... pencil-thin lead there, 49.4% for Trump and 49.3% for Biden, which means that Joe Jorgensen is the spoiler when it comes to the state of Georgia.
Well, I don't know that that's a fair statement, because frankly, if it wasn't for Joe Jorgensen, I would not have cast my vote for either
no doubt.
Of the monsters.
That's a good point.
And I think many of us are that way. Joe Jorgensen made the difference between my casting a vote and my not casting a vote.
Well, the nice thing about the state of Nevada is it is a it's a ballot line where you can put in, it's actually on the ballot, none of the above, basically, none of these candidates is actually a choice.
Wow.
When it comes to Nevada. And I will pull up the full Nevada results for you to give you some idea. Actually, I think none of these candidates actually is, if I recall correctly, did about as well as Joe Jorgensen did in Nevada.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you actually do have some idea of how many people in Nevada would have chosen nobody, given the opportunity.
Yeah. Which nobody was kind of running a low-key campaign in that, you know, I welcome write-in votes from any election, any place, any time, and I guarantee you that if I get the nod, nobody will do the job.
So the results in Nevada right now, Joe Biden with 49.4%, Donald Trump with 48.5%, Joe Jorgensen with 1%. So again, if you add 1%, presuming they would all voted for Trump, which they wouldn't have. They would have done different things.
Yeah.
But that is the difference. It's a 0.9% difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Joe Jorgensen with 11,647 votes. Now, there's only 76% reporting so far in Nevada. So it's 3 days later almost at this point, or two full days later at this point, and they still haven't even counted up 80% of the votes.
My impression is that both sides are working unusually hard to rig this election. All elections are rigged, I think, but this one they're really going the extra mile, and so we should really appreciate all the hard work that's gone into stealing this election from each other.
So Joe Jorgensen, with, again, not all the votes counted, at 1%. None of these candidates with 0.9%. So none of these candidates did almost as well as the Libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen in Nevada. And we don't know who the winner is of this thing yet. Nobody. And no one's really sure as far as when we're going to know.
I want a candidate that's called I Do Not Consent.
That's a good one. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about it. You can share your thoughts with whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free and bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call us through our Matrix chat server. How do you do that? Well, there's a few steps involved. So go to chat.lrn.fm, and you can learn how to join the server there and make a phone call to us through that method, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian and Nobody with you tonight. Also, want to make sure you check out Bitcoin.com. Cryptocurrency is definitely not going away. Bitcoin right now, as we are speaking to you, it's flirting with 16,000, not quite, 15,000, almost $15,600. It peaked up at about $15,780 today.
Nice.
It's gone up over $1,000, like $1,200, $1,300 in just the last 24 hours. So Bitcoin is shooting up. It's on a rise. That's the time when people start paying attention. And had you purchased Bitcoin a year ago, you'd be up 100%.
Nice.
In the year. Earlier this year. So it's been a very good year here. Thanks to you. Thanks to people actually caring about good money, getting it out there, getting the word out about Bitcoin. But if you haven't taken the time to actually learn about it, go to Bitcoin.com. Hit the Getting Started or Get Started button and take a moment to actually go through some of the introductory information there so you can learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and what it is that makes cryptocurrency special. So take the time. Take 10 minutes of your life and just go learn the basics about it.
Yep.
There's no better time than now.
It's worth knowing.
Unless you're driving, in which case, wait till you get home.
Yes.
And
or pull off to the side of the road.
Take 10 minutes. To yourself and do that. Bitcoin.com, as we continue, we're kind of doing some more election recaps. Since you weren't here last night, Nobody, was kind of asking you what you thought was interesting. And you actually asked about the presidential election, which I consider to be one of the least interesting things in the election. But people do pay a lot of attention to it.
It's interesting to me in that it is... the presidential election and the attempts, I believe, by both sides to rig the presidential election that are most likely to lead to large-scale withdrawal of consent from this system. I mean, I certainly do not consent to being ruled by either Donald Trump, who's a monster, or Biden, who's also a monster.
I don't consent to be ruled by anybody. I don't even want Joe Jorgensen to tell me what to do, but I suggest she wouldn't try.
Well, that's the thing, is Joe Jorgensen is more likely to stay the hell off my lawn.
Right.
So I like her for that. Yeah. But yes, if she was trying to instruct me on how I should live my life, I would be just as disinterested in hearing that from her as I would from anybody else.
And right now, Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian presidential candidate, is currently, she has a larger percentage of the vote than the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden right now in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, where there are still not even quite 90% of the ballots that have been counted at this point. And so it's a close race. There's 20 electoral votes that are up for grabs in the state of Pennsylvania. And Donald Trump at 49.9%, Joe Biden at 48.9%, and Joe Jorgensen at 1.1%. So we'll get into a little bit more about Joe Jorgensen and her results. Where was she doing the best? Do you want to take a guess? Which state was the best for Joe Jorgensen? Presuming you don't already know.
I do not know.
You want to take a crack at it?
Nope. I have no idea.
All right, we'll get into that. But first, Bad Slave is on the line here, calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
Thank you.
Hey there.
Ian and Nobody.
What's on your mind?
I just found something out that I don't know if you guys know. Remember when Sununu first implemented all these crazy lockdown crapola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on the air.
There you go. One of the things that was an actually positive freedom thing that Sununu did was that he allowed people that were delivering food to deliver, beer and wine, I guess.
Yes, that's true. And that's not, you're not saying a whole lot there, because there wasn't much that he did that was positive. But yeah, in the midst of the lockdown, in the midst of the ridiculous crackdown on restaurants, prohibiting them from serving indoors, doing anything besides takeout, he did, in his graciousness, allow them to deliver closed containers of alcohol.
Well, yeah, and I think that if he's any kind of a freedom guy,
he's not.
He takes that and he runs with it and leaves it be.
He should leave it be. I agree with you there. That'd be nice, but I'd rather have the rest of the free. Like, if I could trade back the ability to get alcohol delivered to my home and get all the other freedoms back, I'd trade it back in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, but he's not giving those up.
Not yet. He's going to have to be forced to, and I hope that the new Republican legislature that took office or is taking office as a result of the votes this week here, because it was a Democrat-controlled House and Senate, and now it's supposedly going to the Republicans, hopefully they will give him a spanking, because I know some of the Liberty reps are going to be apparently putting forth some bill that will hopefully be trying to take some power away from this monster, but I don't know if the other Republicans are going to side with Sununu or how this is going to work out. So it's going to be an interesting session coming up in 2021.
Did they actually come up with the final count for the amount of reps we got now?
I saw, I don't know if this is official or whatever. Somebody told me, who pays attention to these matters, that there may be as many as 214 Republican reps taking office and 14 senators. So the Republicans should now have control of both the State House and the State Senate, as well as the new office.
But yes, Biden won at the presidential level, as I understand it.
That is correct. Sorry, Patsy?
Sounds like he was asking about the Executive Council.
Yeah, we're losing some of your packets there, Bad Slave. The Executive Council also supposedly went to the Republicans.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have a so-called Republican in office, but he's not a Liberty guy.
He's good on guns, and supposedly he's against the income tax.
Yeah, I think he vetoed the income tax one.
So I mean, he's not as terrible as he could be, but he certainly has not handled this COVID situation very well at all. Thank you, Bad Slave. It's his fault. He is the reason why New Hampshire is no more than mid pack when it comes to the rankings of COVID crackdowns. Mm-hmm. New Hampshire was like at number 26. South Dakota was by far the number one most free state as far as COVID crackdowns are concerned. New Hampshire is almost worth not mentioning at mid-pack at 26.
Yeah, that's bloody unfortunate.
Yeah.
South Dakota's governor, as I understand it, is a inveterate drug warrior.
That said, South Dakota was one of the states that voted to legalize marijuana.
Nice.
So your thoughts are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe with the Republicans in charge, I'm being optimistic here, in New Hampshire, we'll see some sort of marijuana decrim rather than a legalized tax and regulate scheme coming soon. We'll see.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Pork Chops, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky Mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite will give them the beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some DinoVite.
How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the votes continue to be counted, Wall Street investors are liking what they see. The Dow was up 543 points to close at 28,390. Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says his state is still recovering from three hurricanes, and now Etta is coming.
Now, we think it weakens into a tropical storm. We don't yet know specific forecast as to the intensity, exactly where it's going to go. But if they're talking about the northern Gulf sometime by the middle or end of next week, we have to be paying attention to that.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says he doesn't plan on allowing any no-excuse early voting. In a series of tweets on Thursday, the Republican governor pledged to count all ballots, no matter how long it takes. He also says there's no chance he'd allow universal mail-in voting and no-excuse early voting. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden says he will immediately rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement if he wins the presidential election. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas criticizing the move, saying oil and gas prices will go up across the country. A man with a metal detector in Maine finds a coin that's over 200 years old. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple hundred bucks, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You're invited if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You're still welcome to weigh in on the election results. If you want to highlight something that you think that was pretty important that we might have missed here on Free Talk Live, feel free. We got more to say about Joe Jorgensen's campaign. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight. Also, I want to invite you to DivvyProject.org. You've heard about Divvy for a while here on Free Talk Live. We actually started promoting them just over a year ago, and Divvy has done very well for Free Talk Live in that last year. In fact, we ended up setting up a masternode, which was super easy to do, through the official Divvy client, the Divvy full node client, which you can easily download over at DivvyProject.org, DIVIProject.org. Now, if you're going to do a masternode, you need to actually have Divvy first in order to do that. And if you want to acquire Divvy, you can buy it, of course, from some exchanges, or you can just buy it directly from the Divvy team. Go to DivvyProject.org. You can connect to their Telegram channel and connect directly to the team that way, and they'll sell you Divvy what they call over the counter, so that way when you make a purchase, it doesn't push up the price on the exchanges instantaneously. So that's actually probably the best way to buy some large amount of Divvy. So if you want to check it out, DivvyProject.org, DIVIProject.org. Let's go to Olivia. She's in Arizona watching us on our DLive channel at DLive.LRN.FM. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, guys. So my state finally legalized recreational cannabis. I'm so excited.
Yeah, congratulations. So what are the details on that? What did it pass with, like 60%? I don't have the numbers in front of me tonight.
Yeah, I think it was like 59%.
Not bad.
So that was pretty awesome.
So now Arizona has guns and drugs that are legal. That's a good thing.
Yeah, the only thing is that there were some things that I really didn't like about the law. So for one thing, there's going to be a 16% excise tax on top of the 9% sales tax. And that 16% excise tax is in large part going to go to law enforcement, which I think is just gross. A little bit of it's going to go to like education and community colleges, but the vast majority is going to go to bureaucracy and police. So what I was thinking was, if people in Arizona can afford to stick with getting their medical marijuana card, or if they can apply, it might just be worth the $200, you know, $150 to the.
So wait, just to clarify, the medical version of cannabis isn't subject to the excise tax?
So I was trying to read about that. I keep getting conflicting information. Mm-hmm. It looks like no, they still tax it, but it looks like there won't be the excise tax. And also there's no dosage limits on THC, which there are for recreational.
Really? What are the limits on the recreational?
I'm not really sure what the percentage of THC you're allowed for recreational.
You definitely want to get the medical card then if recreational is restricted in some way, and if the medical is not particularly as taxed. Although, that said, the taxes definitely sound like they're lower than, say, Washington or Oregon. I think one of those states, I forget which one, was doing like a 25% tax at multiple levels. So they would hit it with like a 25% tax at the wholesaler, they'd hit it at a 25% tax at the grower, and then a final 25% retail tax at the retailer. So, I mean, they were just walloping people with taxes there. So you're still better off compared to most of the West Coast states, what it sounds like.
Yeah. Best case scenario, I think that you can grow up to 6 plants on your own. So maybe it's just worth it to just grow your own.
Now, when does it go into effect? Is it January 1st or was it immediately?
You know, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. So, like, I think in California, they were supposed to immediately start expunging criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be automatic here in Arizona, so you're going to have to go
request
and file a ton of paperwork.
Yeah, it sucks. Still, though, it's still a step in the right direction. Still happy to hear about it.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there anything else you wanted to share about the election or your thoughts?
No, I'm just super excited.
Very cool. And I think I saw you in our Matrix chat, right? Aren't you over there, too?
Maybe
that wasn't
I'm on DLive.
Oh, that's where I saw you. Okay, yeah, you were typing in DLive on another night. Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. Always good to get in the Matrix chat, because you don't ever know how long we're going to be around on these video streaming platforms. As we discovered the other night, DLive has been forcing us into the mature category because they have a little policy.
But we're not mature. I can prove it.
Right?
In any number of ways.
Because they say that we are maybe they're not doing it to us tonight. So I tried something. So what they've been doing, they did it to Vincent's channel, and they did it to our channel as well. They said, oh, well, you're news, so therefore that's mature content. So anything that's political news, they say, is mature, even though we're basically apolitical
right, because,
here.
You know, we'd hate to have, you know, rational thought filter down to the young folks.
Right, and actually be browsable. So basically, if you're in the so-called mature category, essentially it means that no one can browse through like what's going on DLive and see your channel. You have to go into the options on your settings and then enable the mature to be visible, and then you can go and browse in it. So it's basically impossible for somebody to find our channel if we're categorized as mature. Mm-hmm. So what I have done instead to night, and I'm just kind of checking here to see if it has forced us into the mature category tonight, and it looks like it has forced us into that category. So yeah, we are off the radar when it comes to DLive. So actually, Twitch is listing us on their site, so we've got more exposure to the default denizens of the site on Twitch than we do on DLive now. So you never know what sort of a hair up the butt these guys are going to get with our content. So if you want to have the best chatting experience, I highly recommend the Matrix chat server. There's no one with an axe hanging over that server. So there's no one who can pull that server. It's not going to go away. It is our server. We have control over it. So if DLive decides they want to cancel our channel tomorrow completely instead of just relegating us to the trash bin, basically, where we currently are, if they want to cancel us entirely, then all those chats on that chat window on DLive, they're going to disappear. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's all. It's temporary.
Right.
So right. Keep that
pretty
in mind.
Much everything on DLive and Twitch seems to be temporary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only as long as they feel like having us around, and that could be tonight, that could be a year from now, it could be a few months, so we never really know it. But either way, we do appreciate you guys being out there and watching us on those platforms, and we will utilize them as they exist. So let's talk more about Jo Jorgensen's campaign. We had her here on Free Talk Live for an interview a few months, if not several months ago. She made an appearance in a variety of different places across the country. She actually got some coverage today in USA Today, where they're writing about her and how she's managed to like continue being a professor. She's a college professor, unlike these Trump and Bidens, who Biden of course is a politician, lifelong politician. Trump is a whatever you want to call him. Quote,
yeah, Biden's never had a real job.
Exactly,
and Trump. Well, kind of has a job.
He came into money, though, right? Like, wasn't his daddy rich?
Trump?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
So, Jorgensen, as they point out here, is from Myrtle Beach, apparently. Or no, I'm sorry, that's Spike Cohen, who is from Myrtle Beach. But I guess Jorgensen herself is also from South Carolina. They just kind of interviewed her about her opinions. She says third-party voters aren't to blame for a Republican loss. The Republicans are. She says they should be mad at those candidates for not following through on their campaign promises, she told USA Today. Jorgensen has been campaigning across the country since the summer and said many supporters have come from across party lines, mainly recovering Democrats who want troops called home from overseas missions and Republicans who are upset that Trump failed to cut the national budget deficit as he promised during the 2016 campaign.
Well, not just that, but he literally signed, and without complaint, I might add, signed the largest single budget in human history, as I understand it, for any organization.
And he also signed the big bailout, too, earlier this year.
Yeah, he signed the big bailout, which, giving a little cash to the people, that doesn't bother me. Giving a lot of cash to the corporations, that bothers the hell out of me.
Yeah. So we got more about Jo Jorgensen and her kind of campaign recap here, plus your thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3. You can join us there. And this is Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to support detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Still doing some election recapping and thoughts here on the radio with me, Ian.
Election kneecapping?
No, that's what the other guys do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And nobody.
Indeed. So don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. I do want to say thanks to Free Talk Live Amplifier named The Entire Turd. That's what he wanted to be called. So there you go. Thank you for being a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Definitely really appreciate the support. AMP is a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and bringing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth $5 a month, then please contribute to the AMP program and get some cool benefits over at amp.freetalklive.com. One of those benefits is there is now a supporters-only chat room on the Matrix server. So we've had a few people join that this week. It's getting a little more popular, which I like to see. So that will be one of your bennies if you join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to do that.
We've got bennies and perk.
What a
weekend.
The Entire Turd has done. So thank you, Entire Turd. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Jo Jorgensen interviewed by USA Today about her thoughts on the election. The major party's close race this election should be a wake-up call, says Jorgensen. She says, quote, if I can get Republicans to start acting like Republicans and cutting the deficit, and if I can get Democrats to go back to being the party of peace, bringing our troops home, and giving the average individual their rights, then yes, I would be very pleased, unquote. Now, I'll quibble with the way she said that. We don't get our rights from politicians. You don't get your rights from government.
It's politicians basically, or what the Constitution does is it, you know, singles out some of your rights and says, we won't violate these rights, but they do.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Second Amendment, it says, shall not be infringed. Well, let me count the infringements.
Yep, and they just keep on coming, whether they're the Republicans who are in charge or the Democrats in charge. And at this point, it looks like the Democrats have taken the House, or continue to hold the House of Representatives, and the Senate is still a toss-up at the moment. There are 48 Republicans and 48 Democrats, and I think there are currently four other seats that are not yet decided.
So wow.
It's going to be a tight race in that particular case. And again, we still don't know who the president is going to be. And I hope that we can see somebody secede from the United States sooner rather than later. Maybe New Hampshire, if we're lucky.
Yes.
I've talked with one state representative about possibly putting forward a secession ballot initiative. Now, again, there's no ballot initiatives per se here in New Hampshire, at least not that the people can do. We can't go around and collect signatures and put something on the ballot, but the state representatives can. They can pass what they call a CACR. It's something like a constitutional resolution, or I forget the exact acronym, what it stands for, but it's called a CACR. And they can put forth a question to be put onto the ballot at the next state election. So that's what I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see a pro-secession question being put on the ballot for the next election here in New Hampshire.
Oh, absolutely. That would rock.
The thing is, most of the legislators are too afraid to do principled stuff like that. So and it's going to be hard to find a legislator who's willing to kind of put their neck on the line politically, so to speak. There's a lot of pushback against doing. That's why for all the liberty reps that we have, and there's probably as many as like two dozen at any given time in New Hampshire, whether they be Republicans or a few Democrats, you've never seen anyone put forward a end the war on drugs bill. That's never happened, because they'll always use the excuse of, well, I don't have the political capital for that, is what they'll say.
Well, and somewhat, I mean, to some extent that seems reasonable if we can't get things passed like legalization of weed, then it seems like it would be equally hard or even harder to get legalization of all drugs.
Yeah. You shouldn't expect to be able to get that.
There are two routes toward legalization of weed, which are, one is weed isn't harmful, and the other is you have a right to harm yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to heroin, for example, the only argument that works is you have a right to harm yourself.
Sure. I get what you're saying, and I understand their excuses, but they're ultimately just excuses. Because if you do put something like that forward, what happens is you start a conversation. So even though you know it's not going to pass, you know, I know, it's not going to pass the first time out. Marijuana decriminalization took 10 years to actually, if not longer, you know, more than 10 years to actually pass. It had to come back and come back and come back and come back. And then finally, it actually passed the state legislature on more than one occasion, but finally it got signed by the governor in 2017. So these things are slow going. There's no doubt about it. But there's no, from my perspective, besides harming the political capital of the state representatives, there's otherwise no harm to putting forward a quote radical bill that would actually get a conversation started. And don't forget, Oregon voters did just vote, almost 60% of them, to decriminalize possession of small amounts of drugs. So that's what I actually suggested to the couple state reps that I know who got reelected. I said, hey, why don't you guys team up with the Democrats, you know, the drug decrim friendly Democrats, because there's a bunch of them. Team up with them, get a bipartisan decrim bill, and basically write the same bill that the voters just passed out in Oregon, where it would be not legalization, but decriminalization of all hard drugs in personal amounts. And in Oregon, as starting on February 1st, it will only be a $100 fine if you get caught with personal amounts of any drugs, or you can go to a drug class.
Wow.
So it's very much like the Portugal model, which has now 20 years of success under its belt. So I don't consider that to be a radical proposal now, right? It's passed in Oregon.
I wonder if those drug classes are any good. Like, I have no idea how to do ketamine. I'd like to take a class. And
my ex-girlfriend says you insufflate it.
Insufflate it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Up well, I have nose. No idea what insufflate means.
It means
so
up your
I would
nose.
Like to take
snort it.
Up? Did you say
up your nose?
Up your nose. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Insufflation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never done it personally, but I've heard it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've never done it either.
You, if you go too far, you're supposed to go into the K-hole, and that's not supposed to be much fun at all. But before the K-hole, it's supposed to be quite lovely.
See, once in a while, you find somebody in a K-hole at a music festival.
Uh-huh.
I've what's seen that like? Them looking a little bit shell-shocked. I mean, they don't seem unhappy. They're just, you know, very slow.
Just sitting there.
Yes, yes. But
So back to the Joe Jorgensen story here. According to USA Today, about 70% of her campaign volunteers were registered Democrats or Republicans, she said. And I think it's important to keep pointing that out, and I'm glad Joe Jorgensen does this, is to point out that her support comes from both sides, as well as non-sides, right? Like people who've never voted before can also support libertarians. But there's a lot of folks who will leave the Republicans, and they'll leave the Democrats to come on board with the libertarians. It is a movement that does pull from all demographics.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always amused that righties get upset when the libertarian candidate runs a little bit more to the left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah, there's a bunch of them this year.
The thing is, if the libertarian candidate runs a little bit more to the left, then they're more likely to pull from the left. Mm-hmm. Which means that the right is more likely to win the two-party race. If Jorgensen runs more to the left and she pulls more votes from Biden than she pulls from Trump, then Trump is more likely to win. So really, if you're a libertarian just strategically and you lean left, you should really want the libertarian candidate to run to the right, and if you're a libertarian and you lean right, you should want the libertarian candidate to run to the left.
I just want good, principled libertarian candidates, and there really, sadly, aren't enough of them, which is why the movement here to New Hampshire is important, because we can actually have enough libertarians here from which to choose the better candidates instead of, like, where I come from, you know, you just have a handful of libertarians, and that's all you got. And they're usually pretty bad at, like, talking to people and being good communicators.
That's where they ran the Invictus guy, right?
Somebody did, yeah, I think at some point. And he was, like, a racist, wasn't he?
Yeah, something like that. He didn't sound like good people to me.
Yeah. So it's nice when you have a large pool from which to choose your candidates. So we continue here. Joe Jorgensen, the number one Joe Jorgensen state of Alaska, with 2.7% of voters voting for Joe Jorgensen.
Huh. Alaska was my second choice for the Free State Project.
It was my third choice.
Really? What was your second?
Wyoming.
Interesting.
And my first was New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 2.6% voted for Joe Jorgensen in the state of South Dakota as well. So those were her top two. There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Hour two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855- 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.